Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the misuse of the term vibe coding. It's a fascinating linguistic mishap, really.
I'm intrigued. So, what's the core issue here? Is it just semantics or something more?
It's definitely more than just semantics. Simon Willison, the author of the piece we're discussing, is passionately arguing against the misrepresentation of vibe coding in a couple of upcoming books.
Misrepresentation? How so?
Well, the term was coined by Andre Karpathy to describe a very specific approach to coding with AI. It's all about embracing the AI's suggestions, not even necessarily understanding the code being generated, and using it for quick experimental projects. Think throwaway weekend projects, as Karpathy puts it.
Got it. Sounds like a fun, experimental way to use AI coding tools. So, what are the books doing differently?
The books, unfortunately, seem to have completely missed the point. They're using vibe coding to describe AI-assisted programming in a professional context, which is exactly what Karpathy wasn't referring to.
Oh, I see. A complete misinterpretation of the original meaning.
Precisely. And Willison finds this particularly frustrating because he believes there's a real need for a book on actual vibe coding. A guide for non-programmers to use these powerful AI tools effectively.
That makes a lot of sense. A guide for non-coders to safely use AI for coding would be incredibly valuable. Almost like a coding for dummies, but with AI.
Exactly. Willison points out how this misinterpretation has robbed us of a perfect term for this very concept. It's a missed opportunity, both to help people and, let's be honest, to sell books.
It's almost like they read the title of Karpathy's tweet, but not the actual content. Do they address this at all?
Not that I know of. Willison seems resigned to the fact that the term has been semantically diffused and laments the lost potential.
It's a shame. It reminds me of other tech terms that become buzzwords and lose their original meaning. It happens so quickly these days.
It really does. Willison even humorously speculates what's next. Maybe a book about prompt injection that's actually about jailbreaking.
Ha, that would be ironic. This whole situation highlights the importance of clear communication, especially in the rapidly evolving field of AI.
Absolutely. And perhaps a little bit more careful reading before writing a book title. Thanks for joining us today on this linguistic adventure. We hope you found it as interesting as we did. Until next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.